With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. That's what Will Rogers once said. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. This week, we're talking about cultivating leaders, and this week we'll be joined by guests John Fiegel, Iki Elner, and Chris Everett, along with the new Playmaker Spotlight. And I'll be sharing tips on improving business presentations at the end of the program. But first, we've got our returning guest. We've got John Fiegel of Tandem HR joining us on Get Down to Business. John, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Shalom. It's good to be back on your show again.
Fantastic. So, John, do you think that there's one thing that companies can do to help cultivate and develop future leaders?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll see your one, and I'm going to raise you one, Shalom. I think there's two things. One is really identifying upfront what does it mean to be a successful leader in an organization. There is so much out there, Shalom, in terms of leadership development that it's easy to get lost. If you go on to Amazon, and I just did this before the show here, and you type in leadership development, I got over 49,000 hits.
Wow.
What that means is there's a lot of people who are sharing really good models and information, but one size doesn't fit all. So I think it's critical that business leaders really take the time, and that's important, to sit down and take the time and think about what does it mean to be successful as a leader in my organization. And I would recommend three areas. One, there's the technical functional skill set, so whether it's sales or finance or marketing. Then there's the leadership style. What type of leadership style really works effectively here? Is it directive? Is it participative? And then the culture fit. Every organization, as you know, Shalom, has a culture. What's the right fit here? And that's half the battle. If you can identify that, think of that as a bullseye and a target. If you can identify those success factors, you're well on your way then to designing and implementing specific actions to develop leaders.
Got it. It's absolutely important to remember that it's important to prepare. Prepare and not just go with the flow, but when you actually have a strategy, it's more likely that you'll reach your goals. So in the nonprofit world, it's much more frequent that you hear conversations about succession planning. Do you think that succession planning is a conversation that takes place frequently enough in the business world as well?
You know, the short answer to that, Shalom, is no. I don't think it takes place frequently enough. It's something I think that larger organizations have put into place because they've got the infrastructure and they've got the resources. But what I've learned, because I've worked in small and large companies, is you don't need to have a big bureaucratic process with a lot of people managing it. Succession planning really involves, once again, identifying what are some of those key success factors, and then in a methodical way, thinking about who you have on the team now, where they have skills that match those success factors, where the gaps are, and then putting some plans in place to fill those gaps.
So, and this would hold true in both big companies. What about a small business that, you know, they just struggle to run the operations to get their next client? They don't have any money to spare to dedicate to leadership development. They don't have money or time to spend thinking about the subject. What can a small business do?
Yeah, and that was, the second, thanks for coming back to that. That was the second thing I wanted to share with you is, and here's the secret sauce, Shalom. It's the 70-20-10 rule of leadership development. And that is 70% of leadership development, effective leadership development happens on the job. 20% happens through learning through others, you know, either it's a mentor or it's a boss. 10% happens in the classroom. And if you think about where organizations spend their time and money, it's just the opposite. When people think about leadership development, they first think about putting a fancy leadership development program in place and sending people to classes. But if you flip that around, any organization, large or small, can really use this 70-20-10 rule to ensure that leaders learn effectively on the job. And there's a couple of things they need to do. Once again, make sure that they're intentional about setting some leadership, some development goals that they want people to focus on, and then have a chance to reflect on their experience. What have they learned on the job that's consistent with those development goals? And that's where a coach comes in. A coach can really be a significant tool and a helpful tool, and small companies have access to those coaches as well.
Absolutely, and we'll talk about some of those resources in a moment. I'm talking with John Fiegel of Tandem HR. John, you mentioned mentoring. Mentoring is something that I talk a lot about, but for our listeners that might not be as familiar, what does it mean to have a mentor, and how is it done effectively? How is it a good use of somebody's time to spend time with perhaps a junior colleague or vice versa? Why is that a good idea?
Right. So in the classic model of mentoring, as you said, a junior member of an organization or of a team really identifies somebody who's more experienced on that team, not their boss, somebody who may be their boss's peer, who really takes them under their wing and helps them learn, you know, the term that people use is helps them learn the ropes. It's these are those informal rules of the organization or those informal expectations for success.
So, John, walk me through a mentoring session. What do you think a mentoring session looks like? Where does it take place? When does it take place? And how does it take place?
These are informal conversations. It's generally initiated by the person being mentored. It could be over lunch. It could be over coffee. The person being mentored is the one that has the agenda, and it could be specific questions that they want to learn about in terms of how to be successful in the organization or a particular problem that they're working with. And the mentor is sharing their experience. They're sharing the tricks of the trade, and they're giving them advice.
That's very helpful. And what about a coach? What's the difference between a mentor and a coach?
So a coach is a bit more formal, and what a coach will do, Shalom, is really help you identify what specific kind of development goals or needs that you have, might do a personality assessment, and then put together a formal plan. It could be a 2-month, 3-month, 6-month plan, and that coach is then going to give you specific actions or specific behaviors that they want you to work on. And every, you know, 6 weeks or so, they'll meet with you, assess your progress against those goals and targets, give you some feedback, and then you'll have more actions to do. So it's a lot more focused and a bit more formal.
And, John, how can a small business owner access those sort of coaching resources? It sounds expensive, is it?
Actually, it's not. I'm going to do a shameless plug here, Shalom. So Tandem HR, we have a coaching practice designed specifically to make professional coaches available to small businesses, very affordable, and even for those organizations who can't afford it at all, there are some organizations who provide free coaching. That might be through like a chamber of commerce or through kind of a local community college.
And I believe SCORE is a pretty good resource. Yeah. SCORE is the, I'm not sure of the exact acronym, but it's retired executives that often make themselves available at no cost through the Small Business Administration. John, are you familiar with their program?
You know, I've heard of them. I haven't used them myself, but I think that model is very effective. There are also coaching certification programs where individuals are going through a process to be certified to be a coach, and they'll provide some free coaching as well to give their participants and students an opportunity to learn, and as well as providing coaching.
Wow. Well, lots of great resources from John Fiegel at Tandem HR. Good advice on developing future leaders, something that both big companies and small companies can be doing. So, John, you mentioned some coaching resources. You certainly have a lot to say on the subject of mentoring, coaching, and leadership. How can our listeners get a hold of you to learn more?
Sure, absolutely. They can contact me at my email address, which is jfiegel@tandemhr.com, and my last name is F as in Frank, I-G-I-E-L, jfiegel@tandemhr.com. My direct phone number is 630-468-9212, and I'd be happy to continue this conversation with any of your listeners.
Wow, fantastic resources, fantastic advice. We'll be sure to have you back on real soon. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. You just heard John Fiegel, who had a lot to say on the subject, and they've got more advice than just that. So give them a call at 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. And Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. And later in the program, I'm going to be sharing tips and advice on how you can improve your business presentation skills. But coming up, we're going to check in with executive business coach and award-winning Vistage chair Dick Smith, excited to introduce the Playmaker Spotlight. That's coming up right after this quick break, and he's going to be talking all about business. And later in the show, don't miss a minute of it. We've got more advice on small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Keep listening. Don't touch that dial.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nakia Michelle, taking a look at traffic. It's still heavy as you're making your way inbound on the Edens between Toohey and Montrose. 24 minutes to Montrose from Lake Cook. Heading outbound's all clear, only 19 minutes there. You'll see it backed up eastbound on the Eden Spur around Waukegan Road. Also inbound on the Kennedy slows at Nagel to Irving Park. It's 24 to downtown from O'Hare from Montrose 11. On the opposite side, 10 to Montrose to O'Hare 23. Express lanes are open at 8. It's stop and go inbound on the Ike around Wolf to Harlem. Then delays pick back up at Ashland to the Circle. 40 to the post from Thorndale from Mannheim 27 heading outbound 16 to Mannheim and to Thorndale 29. And there's a crash inbound on the Stevenson blocking the left lane. You're looking at 38 minutes to Lakeshore Drive from 355 and all clear on the outbound side. It's 58 degrees and clear. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Aaron Schock offered his Fare Thee Well address to Congress.
Did you bring tissue?
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
My heart aches for him.
Look, I don't want to pile on. Well, I do want to pile on a little bit.
Pile on.
Aaron Schock has grown up a little bit in the last month. That's progress if it's genuine. But he has a lot of growing up to do, and he's probably going to have more soul-searching to do because I think a federal prosecution is in his near future.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
It's satisfying being a responsible firearm owner. Protecting your family and Second Amendment rights are important. Introducing Chicagoland's newest store that's much more than a gun shop. DS Arms Pro Shop and Factory Showroom is a full-line manufacturer of firearms that just opened a brand new factory showcase to the public. They stock over 300 new and used firearms, plus parts and accessories. Hunters, target shooters, and reloaders, DS Arms has you covered too. With nearly three decades of manufacturing experience, they have the expertise to service the most experienced shooters or the novice. Just curious and want to learn more? DS Arms strives to be family friendly. FOID applications and Illinois concealed carry training are available. Easy to reach in Lake Barrington, just off Route 14 at Pepper Road. Call 847-277-7258 for information. That's 847-277-7258 or online at dsarms.com. DS Arms Pro Shop and Factory Showroom. Much more than a gun store. 847-277-7258.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with executive coach and Vistage chair, Dick Smith.
Well, good evening, everyone. And welcome to the very first Playmaker segment of the Get Down to Business radio show. And I'm in the debt of Shalom Klein. Thank you, Shalom, for inviting me to do a segment on your show. I'm very thrilled to have as our first guest tonight, Jeff Gradick, the president of Filter Services Incorporated, headquartered here in Elk Grove Village, actually. A little background on Jeff. The company was founded in 1987 by his father, Jerry. And Filter Services Incorporated started as a company that changed air filters in small rooftop units, basically, on strip malls. Is that right, Jeff?
That's right.
And today, Jeff leads FSI and helps companies stay lean and clean. With Jeff's vision, FSI now is a master distributor of filtration products, including HVAC, dust and liquid, paint booth, compressed air, oil and gas filtration, and he's been running it for about the last 8 years. Is that correct, Jeff?
That's right, Dick.
All right. So FSI provides commercial and industrial air filter change-out services as well. They change out over 2,200 filters a day with their over 4,000 accounts, including large and small industrial facilities, commercial facilities, contractors, chain accounts, hospitals, and public buildings. And Jeff will probably mention a couple of chains they work with. FSI's local warehouse contains the largest and most diverse inventory of filtration products in the area. Most recently, Jeff has added new services for preventative maintenance, including cleaning HVAC condenser coils with a pumping system that pushes very large amounts of water at very low pressures without damaging these coils and using any harmful chemicals. So they've cleaned about 100,000 tons in their first year or so doing this, and they'll be expanding that in 2015. So there's a new service product, if you will. In the spirit of full disclosure, I must tell everyone that Jeff has been a five-year-plus member and an outstanding contributor to one of my high-performing Vistage groups, a peer advisory group that he meets with once a month. So again, very pleased to have my buddy, first guest on the Playmaker Show, Jeff Gradick, president of Filter Services Incorporated. And I may have said Filter Services of Illinois. You had a name change a couple of years ago.
Right.
Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dick. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Hey, do me a favor. Tell the audience a little bit more about your company. What did I skip? What do you do currently? What are customers you're serving and the products and services I may have skipped over?
Sure, Dick. There's two divisions of FSI. We are a distributor of all types of filtration and filtration-related products to the HVAC industry, dust collection filtration, liquid compressed air filters, paint booth, as you mentioned, and some hydraulic filters. The second division that we have here at FSI is we're also a service division. We change primarily HVAC filters, but industrial filters, commercial filters for our customers on a predetermined schedule. Our customers are primarily made up of commercial industrial facilities. That would include office buildings, manufacturing plants, big and small, and even restaurants, chain restaurants, anywhere from one, single owner restaurant to large chain restaurants.
Gotcha. So those are sort of your typical customers. What about the services you provide to these people? What exactly is that?
The services we would provide would be changing filters on a route where our trucks are out in the field and provide the HVAC service on a predetermined schedule. Again, our technicians get on the roof or into the air handler and change the filters and make sure we make that process as easy as possible for our customers.
Yeah, and I understand you serve some rather large chains folks would know, like Burger King, for example.
We do. We do over 150 Burger Kings. We do Chipotle grills. We do a lot of Paneras. We've done Pizza Huts and large grocery chains and things of that nature.
Okay, so it's not any residential filter change. It's all industrial commercial.
All stuff. Commercial industrial.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Well, like in any industry, Jeff, I'm sure there's a great number of companies out there that sort of compete in at some level with you. So how do you differentiate your services? What's your value proposition?
Sure. We preach that we truly partner with our customers. We discuss with them their filter choices. We try to optimize their filter change-out frequency. We set up automatic delivery plans and services so they don't have to put any more thought into their filter program. Basically, the filters are there when they need them or they're changed them when they need them. Very similar to a subscription-style service where it's almost like we like to compare it to Jiffy Lube, pulling up into your driveway and changing your oil for you right at that 3,000-mile mark in your car. That's how we like to provide our filter change-out or filter supply services. The thing about filters, Dick, is filters are a very inexpensive item relative to the piece of equipment that they're installed in.
Sure.
And the ramifications of not changing that filter can be pretty large to that piece of equipment. So our customers appreciate that we don't let them forget to change filters, and we stay on top of the program for them.
Preventative maintenance, huh? So you spend a few bucks to save on huge repair costs.
That's right.
Great. Appreciate that answer. So tell us a little bit more about how your particular strategy has helped to accelerate the incredible growth. I think it's 10 times what it was when you started working with your father years ago.
Yeah, Dick, what we found out is that companies have a tendency to shop for the lowest price filter they can get. And the problem with that method is their headaches don't always go away. The filters don't always get changed. They hit a price point, but it's not exactly getting their problem to go away. And as a large distributor in the industry, we can offer a very competitively priced product, but the advantage we provide is we make that headache go away. And that's what the market wants. Time is money nowadays, and the folks are stretched thin. And when you make things easy, people really appreciate you.
That's great. So what do you provide the best possible value to your customers? What do you do to provide that? What else allows you to provide customers more value than your competition? I'm looking for that secret sauce.
The secret sauce would probably be listening to your customers and doing exactly what they ask you to do. We compete with a lot of other filter distributors.
And some big boys, too.
And some
Grainger, for example. I know we talked about them being a place where people can get filters. Now, do they install like you do?
They don't. They don't. They don't install. They also don't provide that unique service that we provide. The big box industrial supply stores, as well as filter manufacturers who sell direct, both have a tendency to get a lot of attention from buyers because there's a perception that these buyers will get the best price possible when they go to those avenues. But what we found is that those folks just can't offer the same service and support that we can offer, and oftentimes your experience with them will lead to a much more expensive experience.
Gotcha. You know, Jeff, I know you're a graduate at Purdue, engineering degree, young fella, very successful, applying a great process improvement, continual process improvement at your company. How many employees do you have, and tell me about that culture. What do employees have to do with it in this whole bit about process improvement?
Sure. Since about 2008, we've almost tripled the number of employees we have, and it's very our employees are very important to us. I think people are everything, and culture is very important. We strive to make FSI a very good company to work for, a very employee friendly environment. One tenet that we really find that permeates the company is this idea of continuous improvement. We work hard to improve every single day, make our processes better, make our people better. Refine our skill sets, and I think that's really a key to our success. In addition to that, what we find is that the more that idea permeates our company's culture, the more we enjoy working with other people with the same kind of mindset.
Interesting. So your employees are extremely important to your success. So, tough question. Who's first in your mind, customers or employees?
Wow, that's a great question. Actually, we put them about equal. We use the term internal customer quite a bit. And so if you're a salesperson, the customer service folks are your internal are kind of your internal customers. Our service technicians are our internal customers, our salespeople, because they actually perform the activities that our salespeople sell. Vice versa, our service technicians who change these filters for our customers are internal customers of our salespeople, because the salespeople are pulling in the work that provides them their job. So.
Great. Well, we're running a little bit out of time. Real quick, what's next for FSI? Are you growing organically, acquisitions, a little of both?
Absolutely, both. You know, that's a great question. We're working on that right now, how to scale FSI. We know we've got a model that the market appreciates, and what the next step looks like is interesting. We've looked at both acquisition as well as expansion. We've talked about having multiple offices here in the Midwest. We've talked about having a master distribution center so we can ship to a higher population of people. And
great. Some great growth plans. Good for you. Well, listen, sorry, looks like we're running out of time for this segment, Jeff. Really enjoyed it. Maybe we can have you back to talk a little bit more about this wonderful organization you've been running for some time now, Filter Services of Illinois. So how do our listeners get a hold of you in case they want filters from a commercial standpoint or otherwise?
Probably the best way to check us out would be on the Internet. Our website is www.filterservicesil.com. That's F-I-L-T-E-R. SERVICESIL.com.
Great. Thanks again, Jeff. I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into this very first segment of Playmakers on the Get Down to Business radio show. I'll be looking forward to our weekly sessions. So until next week, I'm Dick Smith, CEO, coach, and Chicago Vistage Chair, wishing you a very exciting and successful business journey.
So in the last few weeks, you may have found yourself switching back and forth between radio stations, not quite sure where you should be spending your time. Yeah, well, we're here to clear up any confusion. There's just one radio station in this town talking about the stories that matter, from what's happening in Washington to what's happening on Wall Street to what's happening right here in Chicago. And that station is this one, AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. After Pope Francis celebrated Easter Sunday Mass at the Vatican, he then addressed tens of thousands who gathered outside in St. Peter's Square.
It was a somber speech, the pontiff expressing hope that the recent international nuclear agreement between the West and Iran will be successful. But he also highlighted human suffering around the world.
Fox's Connor Powell.
He called for peace in Iraq and Syria while pushing the international community to do more for the victims of violence.
We ask for peace above all for our beloved Syria and Iraq, that the roar of arms may cease and that peaceful relations may be restored among the various groups which make up those beloved countries.
Several people injured, one seriously, when the roof of a church collapsed during Easter Sunday services in Rahway, New Jersey. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. We're still seeing a backup inbound on the Edens at Devon. It's 23 to Montrose from Lake Cook. Heading outbound's all clear. 19 minutes there. It's still heavy eastbound on the Eden Spur at Waukegan Road. If you're coming in on the Kennedy, that slows at Harlem all the way to Irving Park. It's 24 minutes to downtown from O'Hare from Montrose 11. On the flip, 10 to Montrose to O'Hare, 23 express lanes are open at 8. It's stop and go inbound on the Ike at Wolf to Harlem. And then at first, you have a disabled vehicle on the shoulder and additional delays at Ashland. It's 40 to the post from Thorndale from Mannheim 27. Heading outbound's all clear, 16 to Mannheim and to Thorndale 29. It's 57 degrees and clear tonight, a low of 46. Tomorrow, a high of 60. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. R.B. Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
When a loved one needs home care, you suddenly find yourself facing a million different issues. It can become overwhelming, demanding huge amounts of your time, energy, and resources. So much to consider. There's a special company founded right here in Chicagoland that truly deserves serious consideration for your loved one's care. Bright Star Care offers senior home care services that carry the highest Gold Emblem Joint Commission accreditation, just like the top medical care facilities. Equally important, Bright Star Care considers and treats every client like part of their own family. Bright Star helps you cut through the red tape and make smart, informed decisions to give you true peace of mind. Discover for yourself why over 90% of Bright Star clients would recommend them to friends and family. Call Bright Star Care today at 847-510-5750. That's 847-510-5750. Bright Star Care, a higher standard of home care. 847-510-5750.
You're listening to the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and thrilled that we have such a fantastic guest all the way from Israel. We've got Iki Elner of the Israel Leadership Institute. Iki, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Iki, we'll get to the Israel Leadership Institute in a moment, but what is the tip that you've seen? You work with a lot of politicians, a lot of great business leaders. What bit of advice do you have for people that want to become a leader?
Well, I think that the secret of becoming a true and successful leader is by understanding that your role as a leader is to train and work with your subordinates as leaders themselves. I simply don't believe, or should I say, we at the Israel Leadership Institute don't believe in one leader that does everything and sees himself or herself in the middle of everything. We believe that leadership is all about teamwork. We believe that leadership is about giving a good space for the people who work with you to grow as leaders alongside you. You can be first among equals, but truly leadership is all about growing leaders around you.
So it's not possible to be a leader unless you have followers.
Well, not just followers. Let's take a small, a short example from a business. So you own a business and there are people who work in for you and under you. And I know that many businesses struggle to make sure that people grow their responsibility as workers at that business. And no matter what business, you can look at all kinds of, whether it's a big department store or it's a printing shop or whatever. And what you would like to see is that people who work with you and under you are people who are sharing the responsibility. They care about the business just like you. And this advice is good for every organization. People in the business area, if they know how to share the leadership with people who work under them, then their business is much more successful. If it's all about my show and I tell you what to do all the time, this is not going to work. So the best thing I would advise any organization and business and political bodies is to put some effort in leadership training. And when you train your people who work with you to become leaders on their own, it's only serving your own cause.
Wow, great advice. Great advice for business leaders, great advice for anybody who's trying to develop their leadership skills. So, Iki Elner, fantastic advice. So tell us a little bit about the Israel Leadership Institute and the advice that you just shared, how you apply it in your work every day and working with Israel's leaders.
Well, I'll say it shortly. Everybody probably heard about a very famous book published in America called Startup Nation.
Sure.
Which portrays Israel's, big move into becoming a startup nation, one of the leaders in high-tech and biomed, which is the fruits of a lot of investments in education and training. Which is me and a group of former military leaders from the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, plus academics who are experts in leadership training, formed this leadership school because we thought we could do the same move. Just as in Israel there was a big investment into the high-tech environment, we can invest in an area that has never been invested before, and that is leadership training. With the challenges that Israel is facing, and because because we truly believe that, you know, being light to the nations means that we have to be first ones to share what we have developed here. Our idea and our vision was to develop Israel Leadership Institute as a leadership school, national leadership school, for young potential leaders in Israel.
So are you a partisan organization? Are you taking a political position?
No, no. We are nonpartisan. But look, we are located in Sderot. Sderot is on the border with Gaza. I mean, how can you be not a proud patriot if you decide or choose to locate your leadership school in Sderot, which has been bombed by thousands of missiles, I mean 14,000 at least, in the last 13 years, and not in Tel Aviv or somewhere else? This already marks you as a big patriot if you come study and train yourself in our school. However, we are nonpartisan because we believe that, you know, in order to create leadership for Israel, we have to invest in every segment of the society. And this also opens us to leadership training opportunities in America, you know, the USA and Israel, with all the great ties, regardless of any problems between, you know, the White House and the Israeli Prime Minister. But the nations are very close.
Sure.
And we see America.
And the same advice that applies to leadership in Israel absolutely applies in business and in American culture as well. So lots of great advice, as you mentioned, about leadership. And the Israel Leadership Institute is certainly making an impact in Israel. And now exciting that you're able to make an impact in the United States and the business community as well. So, Ikki, you have a lot to say. How can our listeners find out more online to learn more about your work and possibly even get in touch so you can provide this advice to their business here in the United States?
Well, that would be great. All they need to do is to log on to our website, which is www.israelleader.org. And your listeners can find every bit of information about what we're doing. They can contact us, and we will be more than glad to make more connections and more investments in the USA, just as we do in Israel.
Fantastic. And now that we're done with the winter here in Chicago, I'm sure you wouldn't mind another visit out here.
Well, I'm planning one on May, so I hope this time I'm not going to bring the snow from Israel, which is truly ridiculous. I should bring the sun to Chicago.
I hope so. Ikki Elner of the Israel Leadership Institute, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. After the break, we've got more advice for you, but be sure to check out the Israel Leadership Institute online. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. It's now heavy inbound on the Edens at the Tri-State Spur to Tower because of a car is in the ditch. There's a crash there, so take caution as you're approaching the area. Additional delays will start at Devon to Montrose. It's approaching a half an hour to Montrose from Lake Cook. Heading outbound's a 19-minute trip. If you're coming in on the Kennedy, that slows at Harlem to Irving Park. It's approaching a half an hour to downtown from O'Hare from Montrose 11 on the flip. 10 to Montrose to O'Hare 23. Express lanes are open at 8. It's heavy inbound on the Ike at Wolf to Harlem. Also at first, a disabled vehicle on the shoulder, and then delays pick back up at Ashland. 40 to the post from Thorndale, and heading outbound's all clear. It's 57 degrees and clear tonight, a low of 46 tomorrow, high of 60. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
It's called menopause. It's an effect of aging. If you're an older or middle-aged guy who is not happy with the way you feel, listen to Dr. Joel Ochner, board-certified cardiologist with an integrative approach to menopause.
Well, a lot of these centers, like men's health centers,
I look in like veterinarian clinics. They're just, you feel awkward sort of even being there. I've got a cardiology practice. I've got, you know, regular nurses, regular staff. You come in there, no one knows why you're there. You're coming in to see the doctor. It's a regular place. Come in, we'll take care of you. You know, I believe that most patients aim pretty low as far as how they feel. And again, it's a combination of many things. Some people, we do other comprehensive blood tests, and they look great. Sometimes it's just this orthopedic problem that you never want to take care of. Let's get that taken care of. Let's address the whole patient, get everything working the way it should go, and then we'll turn you loose and see how things go.
Look better, feel better. Reverse your menopause. Contact Dr. Joel Ochner at Envision Medical Performance. Go to nomenopause.com. That's nomanapause.com.
Back on Get Down to Business, we're talking with Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions and Everett College Funding. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. Happy day to you.
Happy day to you as well. So, Chris, I know you've got a big event coming up. We've spoken about it before on the show, but remind our listeners about this very, very important program, talking all about college.
So the College Readiness for Success platform that we have has created an event for 2015 that's called Ready for Takeoff. It's all about helping parents, educators, and mental health professionals who prepare teens with learning, attention, social, and emotional differences for the transition to college. Now, this is a big, big deal because, frankly, this is a very underserved teen population. And we want to give them some power tools to help them transition to college and actually show them, for that matter, for their life.
That is a big deal, and it's a big deal for the students that have to make a major transition from high school to college and their all their emotional issues and everything that comes along with that, but also the parents as well. It is a major transition for them, isn't it?
It's a big-time transition. And you know what? Many of the high schools are really underfunded, or they don't have the skills or the time to sufficiently address the needs of the kids that have learning, attention, social, and emotional differences. So College Readiness for Success is here to change that.
Oh, well, it's an important subject. And for our listeners that haven't heard about it yet, how can people find out more about the date and registration, of course?
It's in Oak Park, Illinois on April 25th. It's a Saturday from 8 in the morning until noon. So go to collegereadinessforsuccess.com. That's collegereadinessforsuccess.com. And, you know, frankly, Shalom, the best time to start working with these students and families is really before they get to high school.
How it can never be too soon, huh?
Never.
Wow.
So our tools make a difference in the lives of these students organizationally as well as emotionally. But I got to tell you, any student would benefit from our real money game. So imagine a tool that really helps you to understand money and life balance and how that stuff really works.
Do any youth really understand it?
Ah, no way. No way. Some adults don't really
understand. That's true. That's for sure. That's for sure. So it sounds like it would actually be fun. It sounds like it's a fun exercise.
It's awesome. Imagine having your kids get a handle on not only how money really works, but even some of the softer skills that relate to work and money and life balance. So, for example, the game helps them to think and to problem solve and to polish those communication and critical thinking skills that would really impress an employer. You know, when you go on an interview and when you really land that job, you want to be right. You want to be able to impress. You know, it's not just dressing for success. It's really showing up and knowing how to communicate and critically think.
Yeah, there's a limit to how much the dressing and the external things can contribute when you have to really have a solid foundation. As you said a moment ago, Chris, you can never start too soon.
You can't. And you know what? Not every one of these kids is going to end up working for an employer. Some of them really might be better off running a business. So we want to help them think through all of that stuff. And so what we've done is we use the National Career Development Guideline competencies that address personal and social skills, educational development, and career management. So the game challenges the student to test their knowledge of the working world. You know, we start them off, we want to see, what do you know? we want to also help them dream during the game. It's a game. It's fun. They take on an adult persona, an adult career or adult job, and they go through the game. And they can play the game a couple of times in a couple of different ways, but it's designed to keep them involved and to keep them excited about the game.
So, Chris, walk me through the process. What does the game look like? Is it questions? How does the game played?
Well, it's definitely an online game. And so as we take them through our program, the game is a part of what we use as a tool, and they really can't progress until they do each one of the steps. Here's an interesting point. They can earn at least $15,000 in scholarship credits at private colleges, over 340 of them around the nation, if they just keep checking through our system, including doing the game.
And everybody wants to save money these days.
You betcha. So it's really kind of cool when you think that we're trying to keep the attention of high school students. It cannot be boring. It has to be exciting, and it has to be meaningful. So they keep clicking through and learning more and more skills.
Wow, that sounds like fun, and it sounds like something that a game that every family should be playing. So obviously we've got the conference coming up, but how can people actually get into the online game? It's a game that sounds like it can be accessed from anywhere.
It's part of one of the tools that we offer parents when they engage with us for college planning.
Well, definitely people should be contacting you to set up an appointment, shouldn't they?
They should call us at 708-771-7777. You know, it's such an easy number to remember.
Oh, it is, 708-771-7777. So tell us, we've got about a minute left. Who are the speakers at the upcoming conference?
Teresa Maitland from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She's an author three times, almost four times over now. Great, great guest for this year. Karen Grimes, who's a local social worker, will be speaking, and so will I. Just by attending the conference and attending my breakout session, a parent can earn $500 in scholarship rewards.
That's amazing. There's money that parents can save. Every family should be going there, both for the students, for the parents, and then, of course, by contacting you, they could learn more about this fun game that can actually help their young adults start to get ready for life. Everett Wealth Solutions, we're talking with Chris Everett, 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. Thanks, Chris, as always, for joining us on the show.
Have a great day.
You too. After the break, we're going to continue the conversation about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You won't want to miss this.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Hi, this is Kelly Mickley from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Our family started serving homes and businesses in the Chicagoland area 25 years ago because we knew there was a better way. Let us show you what clean really looks like. With our unique system that uses purified water, your carpet will look brighter, stay cleaner longer, and will be dry in just a few hours. I guarantee you will be completely satisfied or you don't pay. That is my promise to you. Our green certified products are safe for your family and pets. Schedule your appointment online today at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. This month, we are offering our radio listeners three rooms for $139, plus a free bottle of spot cleaner. Again, schedule online on your time when it's convenient for you at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com and enter promo code radio or call us at 708-599-5151. That's 708-599-5151. Give your carpet the executive treatment with Executive Green Carpet Cleaning.
You can find out about all of my events at ShalomKlein.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. If you want to make an appealing PowerPoint presentation that drives home your message to the audience, then check out these 8 tips. Keep it short and simple. While making a PowerPoint presentation, make sure you don't dump heaps of text or loads of images on a page. Just write something and support it with a powerful image, video, or graphic. This will be far more effective. A single word or sentence will incite imagination much more than a long sentence or paragraph will, because nobody from your audience would be able to read the latter. Be informative. Tell the audience something they do not know. If you keep repeating universal truths, then you hardly get any attention. Bring facts and figures that are surprising or support your point. Find good graphs. A picture is worth a thousand words. So it is essential that almost every slide of your presentation contains some sort of graphic, and know your audience. Professionals won't encourage many jokes in a presentation, as it will be a waste of their time, while students won't stand without it and would love a lighter presentation. A non-technical audience will instantly go to sleep as soon as you start using technical jargon, while a technical audience will call your presentation loose or unprofessional if you don't include heavy technical terminology. Revise. Whether you've had time on your hands or not, revising your presentation after it's ready for the audience is a must. This will help get rid of spelling and grammar errors, mistakes with facts and figures, or misplacement of some items. And use internet resources. With the above said, you must always research on the internet about the topic of your presentation. This will give you the latest information and updates that give you an edge over your audience. There are several PowerPoint presentation sites online like SlideShare, which hosts user-generated presentation. These sites can be a great source for getting an idea of what composes a good presentation. Also, there could be an exciting presentation on your topic. Be a good communicator. Along with above skills with PowerPoint, you need to be a good communicator yourself. If you can't throw additional light on the slides, or if you fumble and mince words, then even a good presentation would be undermined. And practice your presentation a few times before you deliver it. Steve Jobs used to do it. Practice helps you root out obvious mistakes which go unnoticed during the process of preparing a presentation. Get yourself in a closed room or gather some friends, put the slides on, and feel as if you're standing in front of your audience. You will notice the difference and increase confidence when you appear before the real audience. And it's your networking tip of the week. Position yourself as a SME. Being recognized as a subject matter expert is a good way to attract people with similar interests who value similar expertise into your network. They will find you, so you will not have to work as hard at finding them. Of course, this assumes that you really have an expertise in some subject that is of interest and value to others. Think about what you're passionate about. Chances are you can be good at something when you have passion. As long as that relates to a direction in which you want to grow your network, you have a great start. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. That phone number, one more time, for our good friends at Tandem HR is 630-928-0510. Give them a holler and Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. That phone number again is 708-771-7777. This week, as you get out there, back to work, make sure you express your passion. Don't just go out there just for the sake of having another meeting. Instead, get out there and show your passion. Show why you do what you do. As we all know that great saying, you know, love what you do and never work a day in your life. That's what I do every day. So make this week a successful week. Call our friends at Tandem HR at 630-928-0510. They could give you some great advice about how to make your workplace much more productive. Next week, we've got another great lineup of great success stories in business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. That's what you're going to hear every week on Get Down to Business, every Sunday at 6 p.m. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR and brought to you by our good friends at Everett Wealth Solutions. Tune in next week to success. Let's get down to business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein.
For the past 100 years, RB Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry.
Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,